In Boston, the partial reopening of offices and other workplaces is slated to begin on Monday, a week after the similar reopening began elsewhere in the state. For more on how the city is planning to reopen, we're joined right now by Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me this morning.
So this is a pretty significant step toward reopening on Monday, as office-based businesses can bring back up to 25% of their employees. Do you expect a big rush to do this?
I don't think we're going to see the full capacity of the first phase, but I definitely think that we'll see an increase in activity in the city. You can already see it in the morning a little bit more on the highway, more and more cars starting to travel. So I think it'll be a phased reopening. I think a lot of offices are going to be cautious about how they reopen, but I think we will see more activity, definitely.
I'm wondering how you're feeling about it and whether you would rather people still work from home.
I mean, we have to begin to open the economy. We have to begin to get back to some resemblance of normalcy here. I think that it's really incumbent upon all of us to be very cautious as we reopen, to make sure we continue to practice physical social distancing and wearing face masks. That's going to be key into stopping what could be a second surge here. But I think that we do need to get the economy going. That there's going to be deep implications if we don't get the economy moving back up again.
The tourism industry, which, of course, Boston is very reliant on, has been hard hit. Few visitors coming so far. What do you think the summer is going to be like?
I think it's going to be very different than last summer. I think it'll depend on where we are with the numbers of COVID positive folks here in Massachusetts and Boston, but also around the country. I don't expect a very heavy tourist industry right now this summer, but again, it's about how we reopen and what precautions that our hotels and restaurants can put in place, and how people feel safe enough to travel. But I do expect it to be slower than last year.
Right now, a curfew remains in effect in the city of Boston between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. How much longer will that last?
We haven't had a conversation yet when to lift that. But for the most part, there's not a lot of places for people to go at night. They're not going out. The restaurants aren't open. Essential workers who are going to work, but the streets are generally being quiet. So we're taking this a day at a time.
You've said that some of the upcoming phases of reopening Boston will involve expanding bus lanes and bike lanes. What's the timetable for that? And if mass transit ridership remains down, will those expansions become permanent, do you think?
I think, still early. We're gonna pilot them and see how they work. I think that we're looking at in these very different circumstances, I should say. We're looking at how do we improve transportation. We're looking to expand. In some cases, people aren't going to take public transit and they don't want to take a car. So I think we'll see increased biking. I think we'll see increased walking in the city of Boston, and what we want to do is make sure that we think outside the box and we become creative on this and speed up some of the conversations we've had to run these pilots and see what happens.
All right, let me ask about coronavirus cases. According to city data, there are more than 12,000 people who've tested positive in Boston, 627 people who've died. Are you concerned about a second surge here?
I am concerned about a second surge. I think that all of the experts have expressed that to us, that if we're careful, if we move too quickly, if everyone on Monday comes back to work, the 25% comes back to work in offices, that's a lot of people on one day. And I think we have to kind of ease our way back into our jobs, into our areas. I think that, being really disciplined and making sure that we do everything we can to protect ourselves, which would also stop the spread of the virus, is really important.
You've created a 27-person reopening task force with labor, business, religious, education leaders, along with health experts on the panel. What's the number one thing you want that task force to accomplish?
I mean, they're going to be looking at some of our reopening plans that we've done here in the city, and they're also going to be, talking about economic development. It really is just about getting some advice on moving forward. We have a couple of really important committees going right now, our health inequities task force, which I think is really important for the future of our city. not just dealing with COVID, in the COVID situation right in front of us, but also dealing with inequities long term. And that task force is rolling their sleeves up and doing a lot of great work. The advisory board is more just a kind, more a board that we can use to work with every day and to talk about how reopening and what people's opinions are. We have a lot of different sectors on there, a lot of diversity on there, to really kind of get a snapshot of the city.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, always love to have you on WBUR's Morning Edition. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.